Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, Middays 10 till 2.
And this ball game is over. Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Hold my beer, Milwaukee! Bucks get it done, 116-111.
Yep.
And by the way, they split the season series 2-2.
Stop winning! Quit winning! You're doing it wrong!
Yeah. I love it, though.
The
that
individual
was a really
games,
good game.
It was. I know. The individual games are really fun to watch, but you're just going to make yourself less likely to win a title. You've got to keep your pick. It's a top 10 protected pick. You can't be in the play-in.
But they're doing all the things you wanted them to do.
I know, but not now. Not like this.
And Saturday might have been the best example because the shot selection and the shot chart was actually, as a whole, all over the court.
You know what else happened?
There were good points in the paint. There was transition. There was good spacing. Lonzo Ball had some nice anticipation with how he sees the court.
You're leaving out the biggest thing. Josh Giddey tried on defense.
And he had a triple-double.
He tried, but he tried. I downgraded him from two visits to the Doug McDermott defensive accessory wall to one.
Is he down to a single nunchuck?
Yes. Oh, see, no, he could.
They're not attached with chains.
No,
it's just
single,
a one. You
single
just wave
item.
It around at people.
No, that's just a stick. That doesn't do anything. That's just a small stick.
It's
no.
An unattached nunchuck.
No, that doesn't work. He could have the full nunchucks. He could have the pool cue. He could have the tennis racket, or he can have
what about the
folding
gladiators,
chair.
Like,
oh, the battle
the puffy,
paddle?
The puffy dumbbell or barbell.
What do we call that
thing?
In gym?
Battle box?
Pillow polo. We used to play. It was like a version of floor hockey that we played with those things called pillow polo. No, that's not on there.
Battle bots. That's the top level.
It's pool cue. It's folding chair. It's tennis racket or it's nunchucks. And he now
nunchuck.
He only no now but now he only gets one if he's going to play like that. If he's going to try, he wasn't Dory the fish. He didn't forget immediately where he was.
The nunchuck at Dan.
That's about what it would be.
Yeah, a roll of paper towels.
I actually had, do you remember the rubber chucks? Like the training version?
No, I do not remember training versions of nunchucks.
They were called rubber chucks. And you could practice like all the stuff with them. But if you hit yourself, it wouldn't hurt. It was like Nerf chucks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so
I mean, it looked like you would like inflict pain on somebody.
No,
and
no, no,
like,
no.
Hurt them, but you.
No, no, no. It would hurt if you really attack. It was wood, but it was covered in foam rubber. It's because there still needs to be weight to them. But you could practice yourself and do like all your Bruce Lee stuff in front of the mirror, and you wouldn't hurt yourself. You wouldn't like your parents would say like, "Why's your back all bruised?"
Did you do Bruce Lee stuff with practice nunchucks?
Who didn't?
I see.
Why wouldn't you?
So, yeah, that was a very good Bulls game.
I can't just broadcast Bulls games in my head or listen to Jim Durham doing it while playing full court Nerf hoop all the time.
I mean,
we got to change it up every once in a while. But, yeah, so I'm watching the Bulls, and they're moving the ball around, and they're taking even some of the shots that missed. I keep saying, it's a good shot.
Good shot.
It's a good shot. I'm not mad at you. Modest Buzelis is blocking shots, and Julian Phillips is running around.
Vooch continues to have an all-star season.
Vooch is brilliant. The guy, he just hit two thresholds of, like, points and total threes.
Yes.
Where he's only the second center after Brooke Lopez to have, like, 18,000 points and 800 threes or something like that.
And you know who they're playing tonight, Dan? Another beatable team in the Hornets.
Is LaMelo playing?
I should look.
I got to check that because he's worth the price of admission. He is so much fun to watch. There's so many guys like that in the league now who you just want to, when I kind of tune in and watch. Although Luka's out, of course. Luka gets in that game, hits a three, and then he's out.
Yeah, I don't understand the timing of the discussion there. They had known for a few days that Luka wouldn't be reevaluated for a month, and then the Mavericks officially make the announcement like a couple days ago. And I'm not sure what the point of that was, but it is getting to the point, though, as we inch slowly toward the NBA trade deadline.
It gets on you fast, though.
And it's February 6th, so we are, what, 8 weeks away and some days from the NBA trade deadline. Are they going to do enough at the deadline or before to get out of this? Or is this what they want?
I hope so. I hope that they get it. And that somewhere Michael Reinsdorf is saying, well, play in.
This is getting to series. The point where you really have to ask if Zach gets moved before the deadline.
Or Vooch. Or anybody.
Vooch.
Anybody.
Vooch might have a higher likelihood based on contracts.
Well, I love the fact that Cowley keeps speculating that they're going to get, what, multiple seconds for Lonzo Ball? Could you imagine? You imagine the found money that is, the found assets? You better go to your doctors and his doctors and buy them some real nice bonus gifts. Think about that. Think about if modern medicine was able to turn Lonzo Ball into second round pick or picks. What a massive victory for medicine that is.
Speaking of the trade deadline, you know who the Lakers moved, who a lot of people thought would be involved in any potential deal involving Zach LaVine.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers finally moved D'Angelo Russell to the Nets. That was somebody who I thought would have been part of any sort of deal with Zach LaVine. Didn't you? Kind of suspecting?
In large part because of dollars, sure.
Right.
At some point, yeah, fodder has to make its way somewhere for something consideration-wise to get those trade calculators to work.
They sent 3 second-round picks and Maxwell Lewis.
Well, and the Bulls have never really cared that much about second-round picks, except the fact that they got two of them in their rotation.
But I go back and forth on this because their GM made his money with a second-round pick in Jokic.
The best ever.
Right.
The best second-round pick
so
ever.
So he clearly knows the value of a second-round pick.
But they haven't really. They could have traded Andre Drummond for 2 second-round picks.
Yes, they
could. And instead, they kept him for no reason, and then the team that was going to trade for him just signed him.
I think Casey Johnson's lead was something about just the memories, just the vibes. It was something really funny at the time.
Yeah, but you could have gotten a couple seconds for him.
I mean, they could have gotten something other than Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso.
Somebody said even 2 firsts at one point. Congrats to Alex for getting his contract.
I had it on good authority that a first was offered.
One first.
Correct.
Okay.
I knew about one involving one first.
Well, you know, if Giddey plays defense like he did in the last game, he could still salvage because he's still a child. That's the thing; he's still so young.
But triple double too. Let's not look past that part of it.
No, I'm not. He can stuff a stat sheet, but sometimes that gets undone when you just are giving up open shot after open shot. But if he's actually going to realize that you can work over around through a screen. All it takes is effort. All it takes is a little awareness. Where's my guy? My guy's over there. Maybe I'll run over there. Oh, there's somebody in my way. I can work hard to get around that person.
Didn't you also see like good things out of Kobe in that game? Kobe White was aggressive in the paint. Like there were times where the court vision was really solid. Like that's the thing about Lonzo Ball that I think still even now makes it all make sense is his vision on space is contagious to me. The way he sees a court, you can just tell based on his anticipation move, especially defensively, obviously. That's what he used to be known for. But man, it stinks that you can't just enjoy the game for what it is, you know?
It does.
It really does.
It really does.
I feel guilty for like loving the game that I saw the other day, and it was an entertaining, fun game.
I would love to be excited about how well they're playing and be excited about, wow, they did it. They embraced this. They got out of DeMar jail.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Hawaiian Tony Danza, because I have no concept of time. That's 4 weeks away, the trade deadline. I'm out of it.
Wait, Hawaiian Tony Danza?
That's his name on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right. That's 5 weeks away. My math is terrible right now because, again, I have no concept of time. Okay, now I'm panicking.
Just as
I'm like, oh, it's in February. I know it's coming up. And then I'm like, it's still December. Not really.
I would love to just get a nod or a wink from AK to be like, I got this.
You want the TJ Edwards professional but understanding reply?
Yeah,
TJ Edwards, or just reasonable, or just linebacker.
Just like, because, you know, we've spent time around AK.
Yes.
And AK is a, he has a wry sense of humor.
He does have
He
one.
Really does. A very sort of dry sense of humor. But he's funny. I would just give me a little, I got this.
He's not giving you that.
Just give me just
you're
a,
not going to get it from
no,
him.
Like a no worries. You know?
Here's the other part. They haven't made any sort of trade at the deadline in 3 years. Three straight years,
right.
They have not had a transaction at the trade deadline.
Is that since we were sitting here the Vooch trade, and we all went crazy. And now he's finally playing like the guy we thought they traded for.
He had some flashes year before he signed his contract.
Look at what happens when you talk about the monkey's paw. That's DeMar. I mean, you look at his name, oh my goodness, future Hall of Famer, this, and this. And I kept saying, you know, this might be holding the Bulls back a little bit. This might be holding those back. He's trying. He just got a coach fired. Like that whole mess that they've got in Sacramento now.
Okay.
In large part.
Did you hear Mike Malone on that, by the way?
No.
Blowtorch.
To whom?
No class and no something I can't say on the air in that context. Plural. Begins with a B. Is Lonzo's last name. Is that too much?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's a direct quote.
Well, but again, the
blowtorch.
But the problem that they have there is pace. Like, De'Aaron Fox wants a trade. You got the fastest guy in the NBA.
Who scored 60 in a game,
maybe between what? Tyrese Maxey and De'Aaron Fox, probably the two end-to-end fastest guys in the league, right?
Fair enough, yeah.
And he's got to sit there and watch the DeMar show. He's standing around.
Makes me sad to talk about him that way.
Fake, you fouled me. Okay, great. You get a chance at 2 points.
On what team does DeMar fit where it makes sense?
I haven't been able to answer that in a long time.
I will say, I'm saying to you.
It would have to be like a second unit, specific lineup kind of player.
One of the best scorers in league.
Before the game
history
changed.
Has to be is relegated to the second team.
We got
to
stop talking about it. Nobody plays this game anymore. He was one of the great scorers when the game was played differently. It's what he does just doesn't have the same kind of value. It's not a valued skill using 17 seconds to find a contested two. He's incredible at making it, and it can be really dramatic. But there's just not a spot for that anymore. It's like a blocking fullback who doesn't catch passes, or, you know, pick any other, you know, stay-at-home defenseman in the NHL. Used to talk about that. Now everybody's got to move the puck. Everybody's got to be able to skate.
I still don't know that it warranted firing the head coach.
Well, Sacramento's got a little Bears in them. And they always have. That's sort of like NBA Bears when it comes to the way they've done business and an owner that is kind of confused about things.
I mean, there was a time where to fuel your team, you fleece the Kings, yes. I feel like the Panthers are that for the NFL right now.
Fair enough.
And I'm not just saying that because of the Bears.